Praise the Lord. I thank Lord for this opportunity God given to me to speak from the Word of God. And we are continuing our series, Doctrine Made Practical. Our subject today is how does this doctrine of lasting relate to my life? So I'm talking about my life today. The last thing, and today's message is the last message also. And the theme is, we shall be like him. I'd like to make this message into four parts so we can easily follow through. Number one is my history, my hope for a glorious body, who I will be, and my responsibility. And I have a small note for everybody. The bullet points. I will connect the dots between, and even if you don't get anything, just take this home. I'm going to start with the reading, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 to 3. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 to 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. God created man in the likeness of God. So what does that personally mean to me? So I am a descendant of Adam. God created Adam in the likeness of him. So Genesis chapter 5, verse 1. Let's read that also. Genesis chapter 5, verse 1. This is the book of genealogy of Adam. In the day that God created man, he made him in the likeness of God. God created Adam in the likeness of God. And also we're going to read chapter 2, verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. God formed man from the dust, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. When God breathed into his nostrils, he gave his spirit to man. And the man became a living soul. God breathed into this man. When I was thinking about this, one of my jobs is help people breathe. We put patients on mechanical ventilation. If they can breathe, the machine breathes for them. And they can last a day or a few days or maybe a month or whatever. But that's not going to last long. But God breathed into man. And until the God take that breath away, that breath will stay with the man. And he is the first respiratory therapist we used to say at work. God did not create everything in the image of God, only man. God breathed into man the breath of life, made him alive, gave him the soul from the God. This is the image of God. That's the image of God the man received, the soul and the spirit from God. God shared his glory with us. He made a man little lower than the angels. But before sin, God was a friend of Adam. And we can read that in Genesis chapter 3, verse 8 to 5. Genesis 3, verses 8 to 5. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God, among the trees of the garden. The Lord God called to Adam and said to him, "Where are you?" So he said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." In the beginning, when God created Adam, God was directly talking to Adam. And Adam knew God's presence. He heard God walking, and he heard God talking, even though Adam did not see him physically, but Adam had a direct relationship with God. Lord called Adam, "Where are you?" Adam did not physically see God, heard the voice. God's original intent and purpose for man was to rule over his creation, to look after the creation. That was God's initial purpose about the man. The image of God refers to the immaterial part of humanity. This image does not mean that man has the same knowledge and wisdom of God, or man is not equal to God. Man is the handiwork of God. We were made to resemble God. Man was created in the likeness of God. God is spirit, not having flesh and blood. God shared his spirit with man. This image separates man from the animals. Man was created in the image of God, in our relationship, not in our experience or function. But due to the fall of Adam, sin and death came to man. This body is only good for this world. This is a temporary dwelling place. It is a mortal body, and we can read that in Romans chapter 7:24. Romans 7:24. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? This body had to die. This is a mortal body, which God given to us. Who will deliver me from this death? So this body is for this world, and it is temporary. I'm not saying anything new. Everybody knows that. And my next part is my hope for a glorious body. We shall be changed. We all like changes. We all try to change ourselves sometimes. We can change a lot of things in our life. But one thing we cannot change. We cannot change our physical body to a spiritual body. I can change my hairstyle, which I don't have any. I can change my clothes to different clothes. I can put 3 clothes in the morning, try which one fit on better for me. But I cannot change my physical body to a spiritual body. It only can be done by God. It's going to be a permanent change. I have no choice. Change into God's, or change is in God's plan. There is a mystery Paul explained in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51 to 53. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. The dead in Christ shall be raised, and all others will be changed. It is under God's plan. We shall not all sleep, but we will be changed. One generation lived by faith, they all will be raised. Another generation lived by the law, they all will be raised. And another generation lived by New Testament and died, they all will be raised. And the last generation, which we are, we will not have to die. The present generation, we will be changed. The change will be instantaneous. Just like in the beginning, God called everything into existence in a matter of seconds. Let the light come, the light came. Everything was instantaneous. That's how the last change will be. It will be immediate, twinkling of an eye, less than a second. I don't know how we divide the second. It will be less than a second before even we know we'll be changed. Now we have the image of the earthly man, but we shall bear the image of the heavenly. This flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor corruption inherit incorruption. Now we have the temporary body. We are in a tent, but Lord will give us a permanent body. In Philippians chapter 3:21, let's read that, Philippians 3:21. Who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body? Our lowly body will be conformed to his glorious body. So the spirit can put the form of a man with the bones and flesh. He will fashion us like his glorious body. We also read 1 Corinthians 15 from 40 to 44. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 40 to 44. There are also celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in incorruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown in natural body, it is raised in a spiritual body. This is the natural body, and there is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. So there are celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies, but the glories are different. Sown in incorruption and raised, sown in corruption and raised in incorruption. Sown in dishonor and raised in glory. Sown in weakness and raised in power. And I heard somebody was saying, we shouldn't be saying that we buried somebody. We should use the word sown. Sown will come back up. Sown in natural body, raised in a spiritual body. First body was natural and the second body is spiritual. First man was from the earth and the second man is from heaven. So now I move to the third part of the message, who I will be. So I shall be like him. We will all get a glorious permanent body, not of this creation. God only knows how splendorous this glorious body will be. First body is natural, the second body is spiritual. First man is from the earth, and the second man is from the heaven. We don't know how much about the glory of this glorious body. We don't know a lot of details about how this glorious body will be. But we can get some information from Jesus' resurrected body. And Luke chapter 24, verse 39, Jesus appeared to disciples. And Jesus' resurrected body has flesh and bones. And Jesus appeared and disappeared and entered into closed doors. That's all we know. We don't know much about the glorious body, what we're going to get in heaven. God's Spirit can put the form of a man and with the bones and flesh and no blood. A body not subject to gravitational pull, only to spiritual forces. We will also get a spiritual body only subject to spiritual forces. We will change our places. We will no longer be here. 1 Thessalonians 4:17. Let's read that. 1 Thessalonians 4:17. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. We will no longer be here. We will be with the Lord. We will change our places. Colossians chapter 3, verse 4. Colossians chapter 3, verse 4. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Let me conclude this message by reading my first portion again one more time. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. One thing we don't know, in verse 2, it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. We don't know what the magnitude of our glorious body. We know some details, but God did not reveal us the glory of our glorious body. That we don't know completely. If we know that, what kind of glory we get when we get to heaven, You know what will happen? None of us want to be here. We all want to be in heaven. And we probably will jump over the wall and get to heaven. That's why maybe God didn't want us to know everything. There's a lot of things we don't know about the glorious body which we will get in heaven. But four things we know from this verse 2. We know that we are the children of God. Verse 2. Now we are the children of God. We know that we are the children of God. And we know another thing. We know Christ will appear. Christ will come back. That we know. And we know one more thing. We know we shall see him as he is. And one more thing. When we see him, we shall be like him. But we still don't know the full magnitude of our glorious body. But it is not appear yet what we shall be. We don't know everything about our glorious body. Then you may be thinking, why I am talking about this? We don't know a lot of things. But God doesn't want us to know all the things. One thing for sure, when he appears, we shall be like him. In order to see Jesus, we had to look like him. We had to be like him. In this body, we cannot see the glory of God. In human eye, we cannot see Jesus. We cannot comprehend the glory of heaven because we simply cannot understand. Our knowledge about heaven is same as a baby in the womb. A baby don't know a lot of things when the baby is in the womb. Baby can feel the touch. Maybe can hear the noise. But when the baby comes out to the world, then only the baby knows this is the real world. So I made up a story. This is my own creation. And the author is TJ. And in order to explain that, I need a pond. My story is a fish in the pond. So if Joe don't mind, I'll borrow yours or I make one in my backyard. You mind? Just imagine Joe have a pond in the backyard and a lot of fish in there. Say 2 days continuous rain and the water level went up. Somehow the pond overflows and the fish got out of the pond. So before that fish got out of the pond, what was the fish thinking? This pond is the whole world. 459 Furnace Road is the whole world. That's what that fish was thinking. Maybe we look up, fish see the sky. Look the side, see a couple of trees. Don't know anything about it. Other than that, that's the whole world for that fish. But the water rose up, and the fish got up. Some of them got out of the pond and swim through the flood of water. Then what happened? We'll come to the Schuylkill River. Then the fish continue the journey. Where it goes? Go to Philadelphia, downtown. See all the beauty of Philadelphia. The fish is thinking, oh, this is nice. Then what happened? the fish will end up in the Delaware River. Oh, this is better than Philadelphia. Then what happened? The fish will end up in the Atlantic Ocean. Wow, this ocean is great. This is heaven. But it didn't stop there. Can go to Pacific Ocean, can go to Indian Ocean, can go to Arabian Sea. Wow, the fish is enjoying the endless possibilities. That's what I was thinking when I made up this story. This is what, now we are here just like a fish in the pond. We don't know much about the glory which we're going to see in heaven. It is unexplainable, unthinkable. The magnitude of the glory we cannot comprehend in our human brain. But one thing we know, we shall be like him. It is just like an artist painting a picture. First you see a few lines, maybe a few colors. Once the picture is complete, that's a different thing. It's that we see that glory of that picture when an artist draws a picture. To see him as he is, we have to be like him. The power of God makes Jesus as a man, and the same power of God will make us like Jesus. The power of God make Jesus as a man. The same power of God will make us like Jesus. So somebody asked a question, when we get to heaven, how old are we going to be? Anybody have any idea? Someone said, you all will be 33 years old. Because Jesus was 33 years old. And another person said, we all will have the perfect age. You don't know what age is. Everybody will have the perfect age. So we shall be like him. So what? What I am talking about. We shall be like him. So what? There is a responsibility for us. 1 John chapter, same chapter 3, verse 3. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. This is our responsibility. We all going to be look like Jesus. But in this world, we have a job to do. Everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. The Christian life is like a climbing stairs. Every step, we are close to God to be like him. Every step, we purify ourselves so we can look like him. When we climb up on the last step, we will be like him. Every step, we purify ourselves and to be more like him. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. Let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. None of us are perfect. When we think about getting a glorious body, we need to purify ourselves because God is holy and we need to be like him. We need to purify ourselves. Then I will see the glory of God, the unspeakable, unexplainable, majestic, glorious things which stored for us in heaven. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no human mind has conceived the things God has prepared for us. And there is one more responsibility for us to do. I have the responsibility to share this glory with others. Purify myself, purify ourselves, and share this glory with the others when we meet others in this world. May His name be glorified. Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Loving Father, thank you for speaking to us this morning, Lord. Thank you for showing us your glory, Lord. Thank you for the privilege you've given to us to be like you, Lord. One day we will be like you. We shall be like you in the one day, Lord. Until then, help us to purify our life. Help us to witness to others about this glory in the days to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.